Welcome back to the Chatroom Show. And for those of you who were doing a little bit of gazing up last night at the stars, there was quite a spectacular moon in the wee hours of the morning, if you happen to have been up, which I was. For some reason, I was pottering about and I didn't expect to see it because there was so much cloud cover throughout the evening with the rain and everything in the west. But there is more to see. I'm actually joined by David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And David, I believe that hopefully we're going to see a supermoon visible very shortly.
Yes, indeed. The moon itself is not full until tomorrow, just about 1:20 p.m. Irish time. But it'll look full tonight and tomorrow and indeed on Thursday. So we've got three chances to see it, at least with the naked eye. So technically, the moon tomorrow, Wednesday night, is the biggest full moon of the entire year. We call it a supermoon because it's happening when the moon is at its closest to the Earth. So the moon's distance varies a little bit, about 15%. And also, if you watch it rising, there can be an optical illusion called the moon illusion, which makes the moon look even bigger. So if you have a big moon to begin with, and it looks even bigger than normal, then you're in for the best lunar sight you're likely to see in your life. So we want people out snapping it and sending their pictures into Astronomy Ireland magazine.
Here in the west on the Wild Atlantic coast, we do get quite a lot of cloud cover. It might be a little bit better on the east coast, but I just mentioned there before speaking to you that I had been looking out at a certain time of the early hours of the morning last night, and I saw a very clear sky and I could see a moon, but that still probably isn't the size that I could see if I happened to look out on a Wednesday night. The idea of it being so bright, why is that?
Well, of course, the full moon itself is the brightest thing in the night sky. And there's a quirk of the surface of the moon that it's a bit like this reflective jackets we have, that the moon actually increases for these 3 days when it's full in brightness, more than you'd expect if it was just a flat surface reflecting sunlight. So a full moon always looks bright. And when you factor in the idea that this moon is 15% closer than moons that are the furthest away, full moons, by the way, then you've got a little bit brighter. Some people argue, will you notice 30%? I think you probably will. It's certainly a mathematical certainty that it's going to be 30% brighter than when the full moon is at its worst. So that's why we think people should be out watching the moon, because they're not going to see a brighter one in their lifetimes. I mean, they will vary from, we call them supermoon to supermoon by a few percent. You definitely wouldn't notice that. So the view you're going to get tomorrow night, and even tonight and Thursday night, is going to be spectacular. There's nothing brighter apart from the sun, and obviously that's not in the night sky.
Just finally, I know you've put a call out for people to possibly try and get a photograph. I mean, is there anything that isn't positive for people's eyesight if they're trying to take a photograph of the moon, or is it not an issue?
Yeah, the moon might dazzle you if you're, say, looking at it through a pair of binoculars or a telescope, but it won't cause any permanent eye damage. So don't worry about that. Certainly won't hurt your cameras either. So we want people to line it up with interesting objects, statues, local landmarks, buildings. Get creative and send us just your best photo. Don't send us them all, because hundreds of people will be doing this. Don't worry too much about the weather. All you need is a crack in the clouds. And in Ireland, the weather changes every 10 minutes anyway.
Don't we just know?
Keep persevering. That when the full moon rises, by definition, that has to happen at sunset. That's around about the 5 o'clock mark, but be ready before that. And you've got maybe an hour or two before the moon gets too high up to line it up with anything interesting. So get snapping. Go to astronomy.ie. You'll see in the contacts page where to send pictures to the magazine. And hopefully we'll publish yours in the coming issue.
Lovely stuff. Listen, thank you very much for your time, and happy moon gazing. Have a good day.
Yeah,
all the best.
Enjoy the next 3 nights.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. the lovely David Moore there, a great friend to the show. And we're very lucky that he chats to us, to be honest with you, because he's very esteemed and renowned around the world, to be honest, in the context of his area of expertise. And he is responsible for setting up the Astronomy Ireland magazine. A really good read, and a nice idea to give someone a subscription towards that magazine as well, if you thought they were maybe even a young person who might be interested in things to do with astronomy.